Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Nuvance Health has named a new director for Sharon Hospital Presidency, Dr. Mark Hirko, a healthcare executive with diverse clinical and academic leadership experience, is now the new leader of Sharon Hospital, which is part of Nuvance Health. He began his tenure with HealthQuest Medical Practice in 2017 as an associate vice president of surgical services. The Northeast Middleton Library presents Noble Horizons social worker Linda Orlowski, LSMW, who will discuss maximizing memory and brain health. That happens today from 2 till 3 p.m. at the library located at 75 Main Street. Millbrook Parade of Lights is being held tonight at 6 o'clock from the bottom of Franklin Avenue to the Thorne Building. Lineup is at 5 p.m. at Franklin Avenue between the tree at Tribute Garden Park and down towards Bennett Light. St. Bernard's Church, 52 New Street in Sharon, is presenting Lessons in Carols tonight at 7 p.m. A potluck dinner will precede it at 6 p.m. All are invited to join them for their holiday event. Salisbury Winter Sports Association hosting its 7th annual Swassa Ski and Skate Sale tomorrow at the Lakeville Hose Company. Now, residents can bring equipment to be sold today from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale on Saturday runs from 8 until 11. By the way, proceeds from this sale benefit several Swassa Youth Ski Program. By the way, the Lakeville Hose Company offering coffee and donuts for sale. Amenia Fire Company Auxiliary has their 7th annual Crafts and Vendors Sale coming up tomorrow from 9 until 2. A Christmas craft fair tomorrow from 10 till 3 at the Sharon and Lakeville United Methodist Churches, 112 Upper Main Street in Sharon. Meanwhile, the annual holiday concert Salisbury Association is happening tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Academy Building, 24 Main Street in Salisbury. Berkshire Botanical Garden at the junction of Routes 102 and 183 in Stockbridge presents their 29th annual holiday marketplace featuring the Gallery of Reese. That'll happen today and tomorrow from 10 until 4. Crafts for a Cause to help support education and community development projects in Kenya has their annual Crafts for a Cause fundraiser. It goes on today and tomorrow at Hathaway South Center Street in Millerton, New York from 11 until 4. Also, they'll be at the Winterfest from 3 until 6 p.m. The American Mural Project is hosting open mill events Saturday, December 7th and Sunday, December 8th to view the current mural installation progress. Tours occur every 45 minutes starting at 12:15. Great Mountain Forest holding its wreath-making workshops today and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4 at the Barn Administrative Offices at 200 Canyon Mountain Road. $35 per wreath for adults, $20 per wreath for children 12 and under. The Salisbury Artisans Group have their holiday market this weekend, Saturday 10 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4 at the White Hart. On the web, it's artisansale.org. Gear Village has their holiday bazaar going on Saturday from 10 till 3. More information at 860-824-3801 or gearcares.org. Farm On Foundation has their holiday pop-up, Bartlett House Baked Goods, Vintage Holiday Treats, one day only, tomorrow, Empire Farm on Empire Road in Copic, New York from 10 until 3. Author Sandra Boynton and her daughter Darcy making an appearance at Charlotte Taylor on Main Street tomorrow at 2 p.m. Darcy will read and sing Silly Lullaby while Sandra will sign books in celebration of her new Silly Duck toy. December 7th from 3 to 6 at Ankrum Town Hall, Santa will arrive with presents for the boys and girls at 5:30, and then they have, of course, their vendors that will be there with children's book to woodworking and more. And this year, any child can also pick a parent to get their face painted. Smithfield Church Benefit Christmas Concert and Tea happens tomorrow at 4 p.m. Dr. Christopher Belroche, saxophonist, Music of the Gilded Age. Christmas tree lighting happening in Sharon tomorrow. It'll happen first at the Hotchkiss Library, 4 till 5 p.m., Santa Snacks and Stories. Then the Sharon War Memorial, 4:45 to 5:15, the tree lighting, a common commemoration of the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, and caroling with the Salisbury Band Christmas Brass Hot Chocolate Society. And then at the Sharon Historical Society Museum from 5 to 6 for cider and cookies. The 9th annual 12 by Pell Flash Art Exhibit and Benefit Sale to D. Hemmott Library is happening Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Reception, refreshments, wheelchair accessible. It is absolutely free. In Cornwall on Saturday at 5 p.m., there's an artist reception, a mix of oil and water at the library. At 7 o'clock, the community contra dance at the town hall. The Kent Land Trust will hold its annual meeting on Saturday at 5 p.m., immediately following a tree lighting at Kent Community House. The meeting also is a holiday party and chance for the Land Trust to recap what occurred during the calendar year. A gala party for the 12 Days of Christmas at Noble Horizons Festival of Trees will be held tomorrow, 5 till 7:30. Tickets are $45. Remember, all this benefits the auxiliary, and that benefits the people that live at Noble Horizons. The Salisbury Association Christmas Concert, the Salisbury Four, will begin at 7 p.m. tomorrow at the Academy Building at 24 Main Street. Tickets are $30, include refreshments and suites. Space is limited. Reserve by contacting the association at 435-0566. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday from 7 till 10. Mark Delgado at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street in Falls Village. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast on Sunday at the firehouse, 7 until 10:30. Tri-State Chamber of Commerce Hometown Holiday Celebration in Salisbury takes place on Sunday from 4:30 till 6 at the White Hart in Salisbury. Santa, caroling, the tree lighting, and more fun. And, of course, the Parade of Lights happens in Salisbury with the Lakeville Hose Company. They line up at 42 Ethan Allen Street at 5, step off at 5:30. The public is invited to Millbrook Community Festival Choir Winter Concert on Sunday from 7 until 8:30 at Lyle Memorial Federated Church Sanctuary. Admission is free. All are welcome at a reception afterwards. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.